Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I want to welcome you to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You are live with us this evening with Claroline Stavon, and I am waiting for one of my co-hosts, Mr. Glenn Greenwich, and also our special guest to call in. But while we're waiting for them, I would just like to welcome you all. The International Black Summit Talk Show Network hosts every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us on the International Black Summit website, which is www.blacksummit.org, or you can call in. Call-in number is 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827. I would like to, kind of remind everyone this is the 20th reunion for the Summit Conversation, which started officially back in 1991, and this year in 2010, we will be in Baltimore, Maryland. Very, very, very excited about that and looking forward to having a phenomenal, phenomenal time in Baltimore, Maryland. I'd like to start the conversation tonight with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And that declaration was written in Atlanta, Georgia, at the first summit in 1991 by a host of participants, like you will be a participant in Baltimore, Maryland, who came together and put that together based on all of the visions that were in the room that day. Very, very, very powerful statement. What's interesting to me is that the declaration has not changed in 20 years. We are at our 20-year. I'm just like blown away by that. I also want to preface the purpose of the International Black Summit. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is for participants to bring into being their vision for the community and for the world. So it is a very, very powerful space. It's a very exciting space. It's a very uplifting space. And it's a space where you can really challenge yourself to get clear about what you are contributing in the world and in your community. I'd like to open up our lines, and I apologize. I'm waiting for our special guest. I'm going to see if this is her. Area code 510-427. Who's on the line?
Clara, this is Olivia Andrews, and I'm not sure if I'm the special guest or not, but Glenn asked me to call in on this number.
Yes, that's correct. And you are definitely our special guest for this evening. Yes, indeed. As I say, don't be scared. It'll be okay.
I love you guys too much.
Did you attend the summit that was there in Oakland? I guess it was last weekend or the weekend before?
No, but my daughter Tara did.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
She got
another appointment today, otherwise she'd be on this call.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. You're welcome. Area code 347776.
Yes, this is Glenn.
Awesome. Welcome, Glenn. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm having a little technical difficulty at home on my computer.
I understand. I've got the switchboard for you.
Okay, great. And Mrs. Andrews, welcome to the show.
Thank you, love. Thank you for sending your love this way.
Oh,
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. Well, we've got a real spectacular show for you, for your listeners out there. Just before I introduce the wonderful Mrs. Andrews, what I wanted to say a little bit is to we're going to be talking about the 1997 and 1998 summit events. But before I do that, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Andrews, who has really been one of the foundations of the summit in the Oakland, California area. Mrs. Andrews was very involved with our sister or mother corporation called Landmark Education, and out of that conversation, Mrs. Andrews saw the possibility of the International Black Summit and the conversation that we were bringing to the black community, and she has involved herself. She's jumped in with both feet from the beginning and has been an enrollment machine for the people in Oakland, in California in general. So I am happy to introduce Mrs. Andrews, who is very committed not only to the conversation, but to her community and to her family and to her extended family. So she is one of those mega giants who's out there promoting and making stuff happen in the community, and I welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited in regards to, you know, what's happening today with the International Black Summit. And so I'm just loving you all and would just love to share, you know, a moment of love and appreciation with you today.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. And for those listeners, would you give us a little background? So how did you actually get into the summit? What was your, you know, what prompted you into it, and then what was your first actual summit event?
Well, what prompted me was being around Landmark Education here in San Francisco, and Tyra heard the conversation about the International Black Summit. It was going to be held in Atlanta, but we as black folks hadn't heard that out here. And so Tyra called me, then I called the center in San Francisco and was asked, getting the information I could get. So they told me to call the center in Atlanta. And when I did that, I got all the info I needed. So I got on the phone and stayed on the phone for 2 or 3 hours and got reservation, everything from my daughter and I, Tyra, to be there. So I just never stopped. But that's my problem. That's how I operate.
Well, I don't know that that's a problem. I think that who you are is that you take things on, and you take them on with a passion and a love for life that's extraordinary, that I hope to continue to do when I get up there in the age, because I know that you've been working hard for your community and for your family and for your extended family. So I just want to let you know that we appreciate all of the energy that you have bestowed all of us. you know, and those of us that don't even know you, but know you through the work that you've done through other people. So I just wanted to let people know how great that is for me to have you here on this radio show tonight.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you so much. I appreciate hearing that, you know, while I'm alive.
Absolutely. 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 Now, and what was your first summit?
Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991.
The first one. Okay. The first one. So out of those summits, then were you in Johannesburg? Or the second Atlanta one in 98?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so you're in both of those, right?
Yes.
So let's start off with Johannesburg. So Johannesburg was an interesting conversation because we were in Africa and we had just Mandela had just a couple years previously become the president, and there was still a lot of things that were going on in terms of the emotional relief and feeling that was associated with Johannesburg. And the conversation we were in because it was actually an inquiry, given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself that you've been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide you for fulfilling the purpose of the International Black Summit? So standing in that conversation, give us a picture of what your thoughts were at that point in time.
It was, I was like caught up in the magic of it. And so it was living out of the majesty of being in Africa. And I grew up with my mother praying about her people in Africa. And so all I knew was a prayer for Africa. Other than that, you know, I had never been there. But what was so interesting was Darlene Sanders from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, her pastor knew she was going to visit there. So he sent Bibles by her to another pastor in Johannesburg. And that pastor came, and we met him at the hotel. And so he took care of us for another week and wouldn't allow us to stay at the hotel. So I'm kind of jumping because I was so excited about meeting a minister there, was a part of the ministry here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to take Bibles there because they say you send them through the mail, they may or may not get them. So we did a lot of sharing with Pastor Jackson there in Johannesburg, and he took us on a tour and showed us a lot of interesting things would not have happened had we not been a part of the summit. And so this brings back that joy of meeting someone there in Africa, you know, just like us, you know, that we can relate to.
So you really began to bring that whole global conversation into fruition in that conversation for sure. When you're talking about being able to connect and bring the Bibles to the fellowship in Africa, very powerful.
Right, and I can't really express the whole picture and the dynamics of what we're up to at the International Black Summit. You actually have to live it. It's an experience. And every summit is a different experience, but truly, you know, an experience.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that really, for your listeners out there who have not attended, and those of you who have attended and have an experience of that particular event, each summit event is different. One of the interesting things about the International Black Summit is that we deal with the imagery, the issues, the thoughts of the people in the room. So depending on who's in the room gives that particular summit a flavor of what's occurring. And usually what we're doing is we're dealing with whatever the issues are that we as people of Black African descent have. And at that point in time, we really looked at Johannesburg and what was going on in that time frame, because we're talking about 40% unemployment was going on in that point in time. So the people of Johannesburg were dealing with tough economic times. Apartheid had been broken, but there were still very strong remnants of it. You know, as we looked in the street, most of the white South Africans were driving around in fancy new cars, and the I would say a majority of the Black, if not most, were in older cars, and really dealing with the economic separation that apartheid had created for so many years. What else do you recall about the Johannesburg event?
You reminded me of an interesting happening within the summit itself.
Okay.
The whites are in the summit itself. No, excuse me. This was the Landmark Forum. But in the Landmark Forum conversation there in Johannesburg, the whites actually apologized to the Africans, the Black Africans, mm-hmm. in regards to the apartheid within that context of the Landmark Education event there. And they also sponsored so many Blacks to be in that Landmark Education Forum in Johannesburg. The whites from the States actually sent money to the International Black Summit event, the Landmark event, for the Blacks to be able to be a part of the Landmark Forum. So they actually sent money from here, from the States. And I forget how many Blacks were able to participate, because they didn't have the funding to put themselves in the Landmark Forum. And it's all a part of who we're being in the International Black Summit.
Well,
and they also took up monies in the Landmark Forum.
Yes.
For one of the ladies, Black ladies, had a daycare center with no toys, but she had been praying for toys. And so we took up a collection and we went out and bought toys, just boxes of toys. While we were there in that setting of supporting.
Let me back up and let some folks know. So Landmark Education was where we were all graduates that started the International Black Summit. So Landmark Education, the S Training, and the Forum graduates who actually established the International Black Summit. And in Johannesburg, we had the International Black Summit annual event, and then a couple weeks after, the Landmark Forum had a special event that I believe that I'm trying to think of it. Oh my goodness, Margaret Passant was very instrumental in that particular, in that Johannesburg forum, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. You remember more than I do.
Well,
but
Mark,
you know, it's,
yeah,
but you know, I'm recalling information as you speak, then I kind of butt in, okay?
Okay, all right, cool. So one of the things that was occurring is that in going to the International Black Summit, going there, and then there was a forum from Landmark Education also scheduled there a little afterwards, so a lot of people went to both events. And so this was one of the precedents in terms of us having people in both walks, the summit and Landmark Education, to actually participate and to fund and to support and to assist at the events in Johannesburg. You know, one of the things that I also remember, Anthony Randolph, who was one of the senior facilitators at the time, we stayed in downtown Johannesburg at, I don't remember the name of the hotel, when you look out of the hotel, you have these masses of trains that would come in. And to look at it, he made the statement that you couldn't tell if you were in Cleveland, Ohio, because it looked just like a regular city, and you had all of these commuter trains coming in, and folks were getting off, and you know, and of course the folks who were getting off were mostly black folks coming into work, but it looked like it could have been a city in America. The other thing that comes to mind was that South Africa was the only part of Africa at that time, I don't know about now, but at that time, who actually had paved roads, which I was very surprised to hear. So that was something that the folks in back in 1997 let us know that no other part of Africa had paved roads like South Africa did, which I thought was very surprising.
Really?
Yeah. So there were definitely a few interesting things. I don't know if you remember, but we also had the youth. We had a very interesting experience because we ran into a lady who took young people off the street. So there were because of the high poverty and the crime and so forth in Johannesburg specifically, we ran into a lady who actually took kids off the street. And we ran into her and invited them into the youth summit. And one of the things that was so amazing about the youth summit was that they had to speak about 7 or 8 different languages. And of course, you know, the youth facilitators didn't speak any of the languages that they spoke. And so one of the things that occurred at this summit was that they began to draw pictures, and they began to communicate nonverbally. And the beauty of that was that the summit got done in a different way. So it really was the first time that we were actually able to deal with language differences and to really transcend that through the work of the International Black Summit. So that was something that was very, very exciting and actually helped us when it came to Brazil and some of the other countries where we had language challenges. So, and I want you to know that the youth were the first to really deal with it. So the youth have always been the leading edge in terms of getting the summit on board. And in that particular case, that the youth were, again, leading the conversation.
But that was a summit within itself.
Yes,
the
it
youth.
Was.
That was
yes,
a
sir.
Summit within itself, so we actually had 2 summits.
Yes, we did. Yes,
it
we
was
did.
So grand. It was a grand and great time.
One of the other things that I wanted to let me just check in with everybody. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. The number that you can call us is 646-716-9827. We do have a couple open lines. You can also join us in the oxygen room, and I'm going to be checking with them in a second. The oxygen room is 218-862-6420. Access code is 797-4834#. So we're actually, I'm looking for them, and there are, I don't see them on here. 218-862-6420, 797-4834#. So go into oxygen room if you can't get in on the 646 number, because we do have limited lines.
There's also an opportunity as well, Glenn, for people to do a vision workshop, which is the course before the summit. And we just had one in New York. We also had one in Oakland. And we'll be having two more in Chicago. I believe the date on that is July the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. And there will be, Chicago, July the 10th. And there will also be a vision workshop, an actual vision workshop. We had a share in Oakland. There will be a vision workshop in Oakland coming up in July as well. So I'd like to invite our listeners to go to our website at blacksummit.org to get the specific information about the events that are going on in the communities around the state. And I'd also like to invite our guests to attend the annual event, which will be in Baltimore, Maryland this year. That's August the 5th through the 8th. And we start on Thursday evening. We go through Sunday, so it should be a very, very exciting time. You can also go to the website and get the registration information. And this year, which is really special because it's our 20th year, we will be having a commemorative bulletin, and we're asking past summit participants like Ms. Andrews and her daughters and the Redmonds to actually do ads. And you can go to the website and get the information to do the ads. The deadline for submitting the ad is July, I believe, the 15th, so that they can go to press before the event. And for those of you who listen in to the show and want to continue to support us, we are having a pledge drive so that we can go premium, which would allow more people to be able to call in, and also some other things. So for that information, just send us an email at ibstalkshow@gmail.com. We would love to have your support. So I'd like to give it back to you, Glenn. And tonight we're discussing the Johannesburg and the Atlanta summits and what occurred during that time with our special guest, Miss Olivia Andrews. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you. And I also want to just let folks know that the prerequisite course is now the Vision Workshop. So that what we do is we actually work on your vision, and that's a standalone course that's available, but we also, that's the pre-work that we do to kind of get entrance into the International Black Summit conversation, because it's important for you to have a vision, and you're going to be working with people, with other people, with their visions and what they're up to in the community. All righty, so let's get back to Let's talk a little bit about Atlanta, 1998, Atlanta, Georgia. And the inquiry that we're in that year was, who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? So who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? What do you remember about that, Mrs. Andrews?
Like nothing. I can't recall a whole lot. Glenn, I'm 81 and a half. And what do you say?
I said, I hear you. I understand.
I've gone through a period of I haven't really been connected to the International Black Summit for a number of years. And so I had just been quiet in regards to remembering and going over the past. I just had to leave a whole lot of things go and just take care of me. So that's where I'm at now in getting back into my life and then taking on the things that interest me the most.
Well, you know,
so a lot of times, whatever you say, will jog my memory.
Well, I'll leave the conversation then. But one of the things that I want to thank you and honor you, and really is a reflective of who we are in the International Black Summit, is really about taking care of yourself and your family around you. And, of course, as we get older, you know, we need to put a little bit more attention on ourselves. As we get up in age, there are certain changes. You know, I noticed that with my mother, who's just turned 84 this month. And,
wow.
You know,
happy birthday to your mother.
Thank you. And one of the things about her is that I am promoting exercise with her, because that's one of the things that she tends to do less of, because she's not necessarily feeling up to it or not taking the time to do that. And so that's the kind of thing that I am in doing, and, you know, taking walks and so on and so forth. So I can understand the conversation about taking care of yourself, because that's all, you know, it's all part of life. And as we move through the decades, you know, I was talking to a young man that I'd known for about 20 years now, and I met him when he was 5. He's 25 now. And he was, you know, telling me about his life, and I said, well, you know, that's perfect, because that's what you want to be focusing in at 25. I said, when you get to 30, it's a different focus. And when you get to 40, it's a different focus. So as you go through the decades, you get to look and you get to choose how you want to participate and how you want to be in your life. And my goodness, all the things that you've done in your life, I'm just in awe of. And if you did nothing else, you would have impacted the world tremendously. And I know that you're still doing things.
Yeah, we still have the open forum going on, you would not believe, twice a year now because of the economy.
Okay.
We just cut back, but it's still going on in regards to healing the community. You know, out of our declaration, International Black Summit Declaration, that we took on in 93 in Oakland, and stepped in and took that parts of that declaration on, and so that's who I be now, wearing that jacket of the International Black Summit Declaration.
Awesome.
We have a listener out there, 424-243.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
You're live on air.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
It's Chakaysha.
Huh?
Hey.
Hi, Chakaysha.
Hi. I sneaked in on another number this week.
I see. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to pay honor and just appreciation, and I've been inspired by that young lady you have on. You know, she's touched my life. In fact, the way I was introduced to the summit was in her 1993 community intervention. She came down from Oakland. I mean, it was like a group of black women. I called them
You're breaking up on us.
So, okay, well, I just wanted to call in and just thank Ms. Andrews for being on, and just say I was in South Africa and Atlanta. The thing I remember about Atlanta was we had the love train. We created a love train going back through all of the states in the United States and gathering people on the love train to be in Atlanta. I'm going to hop off and see if I can get a better connection.
Oh, wow. Please come back.
Yes, that's great, because the love connection was the we actually had a conductor's hat was at the Atlanta Summit in 1998, and that was of course the second Atlanta, and again is who am I being in the world that I created for my vision, and so when I look back at that particular event. We actually had a gentleman that created a poem, a very powerful poem in the event. We must have had about 30 or 40 young people in the youth summit. So it was a very, very big youth summit that we had. One of the powerful things that I saw that definitely got created in the space of the summit that year was at the end of the event, Wambui, who is out of Kenya, Africa, and she decided that she wanted to go to Spelman College, and she made a request to the room, and a significant amount of funds were generated for her out of the space of the people in the room contributing to her. And she's now has completed Spelman, and I believe that she was actually completed her master's program as well. So that was something that got generated out of the solidarity and the cohesiveness of the economic development that was present in the room. So that was something that was pretty awesome and pretty spectacular that took place in Atlanta in 1998.
Oh, wow. Can I ask a question, Glenn?
Sure.
Has anybody decided to write a book on the International Black Summit events for the 20 years, over the 20 years, or just 10 would be awesome. I'm just remembering the thing that you're mentioning was so awesome.
You know
at the time.
Yeah. You know what? I know that Lorraine has been gathering some information and some historical data about the events. And I also know that there was some mention in the book about the International Black Summit in terms of work that's being done in the community. But you're right, that would actually be a very, that would be actually a great, because as I'm going through these weeks and reminiscing some of the things that are coming up, and of course I only remember what I remember, and you know, you've got five or six folks that could probably come together from each of those events or more and actually say some of the things that they remember and put that together would be a phenomenal...
We actually owe that to our people, and especially our young people, and the ones that's old like me and forgetful. We can never forget it if we're sharing it with young people, this book, this awesome book that I'm looking at. International Black Summit Events from 1991. Oh, my God. You just got me so excited. I'm sorry.
No. Proceed. There you go, creating and generating again as usual. That's a wonderful idea, and I'm gonna speak with Lorraine and see what's possible around putting. I'm not sure if we have enough time to put something together for this annual event, but certainly at least to speak to it or have people come up and share.
We have to make it happen.
Yes, well, I'll make sure.
This is just too awesome. This is just too rich.
Yes, it is.
I'm not gonna die until you get it done. So you might as well go ahead and do it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I love you young people. That's why I love young people.
Oh, my goodness. Well, part of the reason, though, of the commemorative book is just that. I mean, I think the intention is to really capture the history of the past years, and the host team is really a request for people like yourself, Ms. Andrews, and past Summit participants to contribute the information of what they remember to kind of build the past 20 years, and also to really do acknowledgments of the people who've been instrumental in this conversation and all of the accomplishments that people have achieved as a result of participating in this conversation. So I think it's a valid point. And as Glenn said, Lorraine is working on the book, you know, the word book, you know, because she's been keeping the history, but the commemorative book is kind of a snapshot in time of what's been going on. So we really want people to contribute to that. And you can email us at the talk show, ibstalkshow@gmail.com, or go to the website, blacksummit.org, you know, to find out how to give that information to, you know, put your stamp in it.
My daughter, Tyra, Clara, has a gift of telling stories, and she can speak to the whole event. That's why I'm sorry, she's not on this call. Because she can recall so much, and then we die and take it to the cemetery. You see what I'm saying in regards to the urgency of us getting busy about putting this together? Not like someday, you know, just get busy and get it done, because we have a lot of pictures and we have a lot of information, info with the people that's alive today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you saw something in it, and it clearly is very powerful, and I'm gonna take a stand publicly on the radio tonight and to make sure that happens. So
And you can call me any time, because that's what I do. I'm a clearing for black folks to be great and awesome before they leave, but I'm also a clearing for us to write it in history.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now, to you folks out there listening in Radio Land, I want to underline what Miss Olivia Andrews just said, a clearing. You hear her? She's a clearing for the possibility of people's greatness. You know, I assert that that's who we are as International Black Summit. We're a clearing for the possibility for people to bring into being the vision for themselves, the world, and the black community. You know, I mean, that really speaks to the purpose. It speaks to what we've been doing with the declaration, and it also speaks to the inquiry or declaration that we are looking into. And just for those of you who don't know, we spend a year looking at that into that inquiry for ourselves. So the work of the summit begins at the annual event and is a culmination at the next annual event. So, for example, in 1998, Who Am I Being in the World that I Created for My Vision? So the facilitators and the people who are participants engage in that. They have groups of five, and they engage in that conversation and look to see what they see about that conversation in their life. So this is not about somebody else's life, but it's about you engaging in your life, going after the dreams and goals and the vision that you have for yourself, and now using the tools that we provide as part of the International Black Summit, the distinctions, to further deepen our understanding of ourselves, to break down barriers that we've established for ourselves, to recognize that we have barriers that we've created, and then to be able to supersede those barriers and break them down and go around them to accomplish the things that we are here to do. You know, we talk about the purpose. We talk about who we are on the planet. What is it? What is our gift that we're providing the planet? And that's the opportunity that a clearing is. So Mrs. Andrews is being a clearing for folks and other people are being clearings for each other in support of them fulfilling on their purpose on the planet, you know, bringing that gift forward. So that's I just have to underline that. Thank you, Mrs. Andrews, because again, you don't know how much your energy and your love and your passion is always available. So I just want to.
Oh, Lord, you guys are getting me excited. I could talk down if I didn't associate with you young folks. I just love you to death because you just, and then you're just ready to jump in and do. So I'll be hanging around for a while, you know, until you get my age. Then I'll probably leave and put you in charge.
Okay. I'm committed to that. I'm definitely committed to that.
All right. But it's an exciting time for us now. I'm alive at the International Black Summit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a time because our people are depressed. There's a lot of hopelessness because we are not sharing.
Absolutely.
We're not sharing the excitement of who we are as a people.
Oh, ditto. Underline, highlight. Yes, indeed. The opportunity.
And so I've had time out to get rejuvenated, to get back on the course in regards to wake up, Black folks. God's counting on us. And we got it because he gave it to us, okay? Nobody took it away, so we don't have to go looking for something wherever they're looking. They won't find it until they find the sharing coming from each of us.
That's right. So it's okay. So I'm going to say this again. Again, share what you're up to. Share your vision with folks. You know, interact with people. Let them know what's possible, what you've seen. Who you know, what's available, because people don't know, and people need to be encouraged in this time of trouble, of agitation, of depressing looks, but the looks are only depressing if you're looking in the wrong place, because I assert that if you come and have a conversation with Ms. Andrews, you come have a conversation with Clara, you come have a conversation with Henrietta or Jerry or the rest of the team, we're about having you be fulfilled in your life fully. And so that's what this conversation really is about. You know, to Keisha, you know, all of the folks who've been part of this conversation all along have an opportunity to what did you say, Ms. Andrews? To share themselves, to share what they're going through.
Thank you. It's an everyday sharing and caring is an everyday conversation.
Absolutely.
It's not a maybe conversation. Maybe if I feel like a maybe, it's an everyday conversation in regards to who you're speaking with, because they're in a dilemma right now. So I do a lot of speaking, and I think I'm just talking to people until they respond to what I shared with them. And rejuvenating their energy and their hope in their lives. Because we don't have that kind of access on your TV and whatnot, you know. But we have it when we meet each other.
Absolutely. I just want to remind you, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 646-716-9827. We've got the switchboard is full right now, so you can join some of us in the oxygen room now and after the show is over at 218-862-6420. The access code is 797-4834 pound. 218-862-6420, 797-4834 pound, and we're having a lovely conversation with 81-year-old Miss Andrews from Oakland, California, who is one of the people who are making it happen in Oakland still today at 81 years old, okay? She's still having the conversation of empowerment for our people, for her family, for extended family, and for that community and the International Black Summit community. So I just want to acknowledge and thank you for being on the show. We still got about 8 minutes left. And I see a hand out there. 323-830, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Rita. How are you?
Great, great. You have something that you want to share with us?
I would love for you to repeat the phone number and the access code again, but I do appreciate Ms. Andrews' enthusiasm as far as sharing and caring. That is a great concept that our people definitely need to engage in more often.
Very good. Thank you. Let me give you the number again. It's 218-862-6420, and the access code is 797-4834#. And we'll be in there for about a half an hour after the show is over, after the show stops streaming. We'll be in that on that conference line. There are some people on the conference line right now, so you could join us now if you'd like. But we're winding down. We've got about 6 minutes left. I'm going to give it over to you, Clara. Anything else that you want to say before we begin to shut it down for this evening?
Well, I just want to acknowledge again Ms. Andrews for sharing so fully, and I thought it was really interesting when we were talking about or asking you about Atlanta 1998, the statement, the question that you're for inquiry was, who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? And initially you said, I don't remember anything about that. And then you came back and you demonstrated who you're being, you know, and who you're being is a conduit. You're a conduit for other people's visions to show up powerfully and to create history and to create legacy. And
that's just my life, Claire. That's just my life.
Yeah, and will you be joining us in Baltimore?
I'm not sure. I'll be on the East Coast. We're having a family reunion there in New Jersey in the latter part of July and August. So I just may stay over. It kind of depends on, you know, I don't push myself too hard. That's why I don't really make a commitment in regards to, yeah, you can count on me, because I'm pretty much a person of my word. So now I kind of leave an opening, you know, so I can slip and slide out in and out at 80. Once you get past 80, you get real slippery, you know.
Well, we would really appreciate it if you slip on through the IBS 20-year reunion. It would be wonderful to have you come and share your perspective. And this year, the statement is, I am the source of my vision. You know, mm-hmm. I am the source of my vision. And we're really, you know, the International Black Summit was founded on people realizing their vision in the world. And so especially since Barack Obama has been president, just for people to get, one, we create our vision, you know, we live into our vision, you know, we demonstrate our vision, and that's what makes life, you know, that's why we're here.
Absolutely.
And the space that's created inside of the International Black Summit is a powerful space. So I invite everyone again to come to Baltimore to the annual event. That's August the 5th through the 8th. Looking forward to a phenomenal time. And also looking forward to a lot of people, because over the course of 20 years, we have developed quite a few family members. You know, our family has really grown, and we've been out of the country for the last 2 years. We were in London last year and Anguilla the year before that, Glenn. So it's been a minute since we've been stateside. So and with you being so close, being on the East Coast in Jersey, I'm in Jersey now too. So it's just about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour drive, where you can get on the train to get into Baltimore. and come up for one day. We would love to see you.
Beautiful, because I have a lot of relatives back there, so I can speak with them and share with them in regards to the importance of the International Black Summit and what we're up to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't forget our website, blacksummit.org. So you can get information on our website. You can register for the Baltimore event, and you can find out about upcoming events that we're having around the country and also around the world. So we've got about 2 minutes. I'm going to give it back to you, Mrs. Andrews. Ms. Andrews,
I just want to put this in regards to getting the word out about International Black Summit. You have your internet services. Use it. Everybody has internet service. Get on there and send the website to their relatives and to their friends. We got to get busy getting this word out. And there's nothing to hinder us now. You got your text messages, you got telephone, please. We can do better.
We've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got all this technology out there. You're absolutely right, Ms. Andrews.
I'm on all of it. I'm past 80. You see what I'm saying? You know, like, turn the page and step up.
That's right. That's right. Tell them now. Tell them. Testify.
I didn't want to act too ugly, but you know, that's because I love you. I have to throw some love in there too.
We absolutely appreciate it. So we'd like to thank you, Ms. Andrews. Glenn, thank you as always for hosting the show tonight. I'd like to thank Jerry, who's been in the oxygen room keeping it together for us there. The whole talk show team. We invite you to join us again next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Come back to support the show. If you're going to be joining us in the oxygen room, again, that number is 218-862-6420, and the access code is 797-4834-pound.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. This is an International Black Summit. Love you to talk show host, Glenn Greenwich. Wrapping up this evening, the 27th of June, we had a lovely show. It's recorded, so if you go to the website, you can actually listen to recording if you miss any part of the show or if you want to send the show to anybody. We love you madly. We invite you to Baltimore. We're going to have a great time. An extended family reunion, 20 years. Make it happen. Love you madly. Peace and blessings.
See you in Baltimore. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.